This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever make an improvement, a replacement? You did something to the house that everybody loves, but you find that one flaw in? It's Weekend Highs and Lows with Elizabeth and Radar. Let's take you back a little bit. Right on Thanksgiving Day, I think I told this story, shared it with all our mixed family. We were having the kids over for Thanksgiving. My wife had one of those little candles with a smeller on top, a little scent, and she was burning it in the bathroom. She really wanted to make the house smell good when the kids came.
Well, especially the bathroom.
Especially on Thanksgiving with all that food. Yep. Okay, anyway. So it kind of malfunctioned. The plastic kind of caught. It poofed. My son, Noah, was over, and we call him Bones, and he's like, oh, I can put it out. So he like puts a puff of air on it, and all of a sudden, all this soot goes flying. Wrecks our bathroom cabinet.
Yeah.
Not his fault at all.
I do remember
the
that
fire
story.
Was put
it's
out.
A little bit of a fire.
Yeah, my wife almost burned the house down. That was the whole funny thing. Well, we've been putting things off. We needed to replace this cabinet because it's soot, you know, stained, and then there's also melted parts and burned parts. Nothing terrible, but it just didn't look good. So we finally did it. We finally, this past weekend, went out and bought a new cabinet. And it's the same one. Found the same exact one.
Perfect.
Nice and shiny, sturdy. You know, I got to have two people hold it so I can screw it into the wall, just like we did when we
find those studs.
Put this thing in.
Put the anchors in.
Yeah, it's funny. I used a stud finder. It just kept sticking to me. So.
Oh, my God. How many times did you say that this weekend?
That's your morning groan right there. Oh, my God.
Dad jokes with Radar. Yeah. We're back.
So I'm like, oh, you know what? I take this one off the wall, the old one. I'm just going to match it up to the new one. That way I can mark the holes. It's going to be good. It's going to be solid. I wouldn't have to measure anything.
It's the same one.
Yeah. So I got Jess holding it. I'm kind of holding one side. Zip, zip, zip. I zip it in. And then I put the level on the cabinet because as I backed away, I was like, is it because we don't have the knobs on the door? It just looks kind of weird. You put the knobs on the door, and I'm like, oh, those just kind of look weird. I put the level on the shelf.
What happened?
The little bubble is to the right of the line.
The whole thing's off.
This whole thing's off. What is going on?
How did that even happen if you lined it up with the same holes?
Maybe the other one was, according to my wife, but I'm like, no, it was level. I don't understand what's going on here. I'm staring at this thing. I'm just frustrated. So then I was like loosening the screws a little bit. Maybe just kind of tapping on it, trying to move it. No, because then the screws grab it and turn it right away once again. So there I am with this crooked cabinet. My wife, Jess, is like, I think it looks fine.
You're going to keep it that way?
My daughter, Lexi, came over.
No,
and she's like,
not.
Oh, you guys replaced the cabinet. It looks great. And I said, yeah, what's wrong with it? It's like, I shoved her in the back in the bathroom. I go, just look at it. She's like, oh, I don't know. It's clean. The handles, are they the same? Did you change the little knob?
You are
I said,
exactly
no.
like
What
me.
Is this? It's crooked. And she goes, it doesn't look crooked to me. So I guess I'm going to leave it, but it bugs me. Anytime I go into that cabinet and get my razor, toothbrush, or if I'm
That's
sitting,
what you look at.
Or if I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm like,
yep.
God, this thing, I can tell. Without the level, I can tell there's something wrong with it. So it was a high. Everyone's like, oh, bathroom looks good again. It's all nice and clean. For me... I'm still bugged by this.
I'm the exact same way.
Are you?
Yes. And I will see that now every time I walk by. And
yeah.
When I go to your house, I'm going to look at that cabinet too. Radar, that same thing happened to us. When my husband was moving offices at his company and we were putting up new decorations on the wall
yeah.
and painting it, we had everything set And it wasn't until it was all said and done, and this is like 10 o'clock at night, he needs to start work the next day, we're tired, we've been painting all weekend.
Trying to wrap up.
And I'm looking at this mirror on this wall above the couch in his office, and I just, and he walked in,
and, you're right
and he looked at me, he said,
"What?"
"What?" And I said, "Don't hate me, but that mirror really needs to go on that wall.
OMG.
And we need to move that canvas here." And he's like, "It's fine." And then he said, "You're not going to be in here looking at this. I will be." And I, the reason why I convinced him of
it's
it, my final selling point was, but when you leave, that's where you hang up your coat and scarf and all your stuff. Don't you want to have a mirror right there to see how you look when you come in from the outside before you leave and exit the office?
I check my look in the mirror.
That was enough for him to say, "Oh, okay, fine." But the wall we had to move that mirror to was some
That's a pain.
It was like a part exterior wall. It was so difficult to get that mirror hung. And then when it finally got hung, here's the thing. If anybody goes into his office and takes that mirror off the wall, there are like 12
holes
behind the mirror. But you're never going to see it because the mirror hides it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And you know what? The office looks great.
That's what I'm afraid of, though.
The one that I never, ever see, but I had to have it right. I had to have it that way. Yes,
so I got
to
take some time and do it and just put a bunch of holes in the back until I get this straight.
I'm going to come over and help you because I feel like you and I have the same vision.
You will pee in the backyard. You will not be in my bathroom because you will look at that crooked cabinet, and I'm not going to have it.